Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, coming to you live, yep, about 14 hours of live radio each week. And we've got thousands of archives for you to take a look at if you go to www.thedrpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com. Tonight's show is especially important to me. Tonight's show is with a very dear friend and colleague of mine. He's been a regular on the Dr. Pat Show for several years now. His message is right on point. And his empowerment, his empowerment healing approach is something that our listeners and all of the folks that work with him talk about and talk about in ways that the medical profession cannot clearly define. I'm talking about my friend, Dr. Friedman Schaub, joining me here today. Our topic is self-empowered healing, how to address chronic illness. And we're going to cover everything from chronic illness, what it is, what it's not, and the pain associated with it, and what Dr. Friedman Schaub has designed so that he can work with people across the globe and say no more to chronic illness. Of course, as I said before, Dr. Schaub and I have been on radio many, many times. He is the founder of Cellular Wisdom, and you're going to hear a lot about what that is. But after 15 years of experience and research in the medical field, he started to look at self-healing abilities, and the rest is history. From that point on, he went to talk about work with people, and he never looked back. He didn't look back on the medical career or the so-called traditional medical career he was to have, or his family's expectations, but he plugged right in and he focused on what secrets, the magic of self-healing, and some people have called it magic. Tonight, we're demystifying that. A physician, a molecular biologist, the founder of Cellular Wisdom, a personal breakthrough and empowerment program, tonight, you get to hear why he is one of the most sought-after healers in our country today. Dr. Schaub, thank you so much for joining the show. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'm so excited to be on BBS. I think that's the first time, actually, I am talking to this listenership. So
I think
very
it is
exciting.
The first time, so, and I think they're going to be thrilled to chat with you. I think we should start by talking about self-healing. Because I use the word and self-empowered healing. And, you know, the topic of tonight's show is self-empowered healing, how to address chronic illness. And when you say the words self-empowered healing and chronic illness in the same sentence, it's almost incomprehensible. But I want you to share your perspective on what self-empowered healing is.
You know, and the emphasis is really on the self-empowered, because self-healing is really what we do anyhow. I mean, when you think about that, you know, usually in the more Western paradigm, you go to the doctor and the doctor treats the body with certain, let's say, medications most of the times. But unless your body and your cells are unlocking the medications and utilizing them to the benefit of the body and utilizes the medication to really help the cells to heal, those medications don't really have any effect. So in other words, it's still your body. It's still you who does the healing. So self-healing is a given. The question is just, do we really need only put our trust in something outside of us? Or do we need to be more self-empowered and also trust our own mind, body, and also spirit connection to accelerate the healing process?
We've really become to rely on and depend on so much from the outside. I did a whole show, and I think it was yesterday, but I had a guest that didn't show up, and I did a show, and I talked about Independence Day, the real Independence Day, the day that we realize that independence is an inside job. And that's
right.
What I hear you talking about. I hear
right.
you talking about healing as being an inside job.
You know, and it's a beautiful metaphor, because I really believe that a lot of people with chronic illness feel more imprisoned, entrapped, and ultimately very much stuck in that illness, and certainly don't feel independent. They feel very much dependent and also, you know, at the mercy of those who want to help them. But they don't necessarily feel that they have the power to really heal themselves, or that there even is anything that they can do to accelerate the healing process. And that's what we're really talking about, letting nature and letting our innate healing power really play a bigger role in the self-healing than we have made believe. And I think it's so interesting when you think about the whole placebo studies, and we all know that placebo, these little sugar pills that really don't have any medicinal value, that placebos really have in at least 30% to 40% of the cases as much value as the medicine. So, for example, with antidepressants, there are studies that show that placebos with mild depressions are as effective as antidepressants, or even there are studies now that show that placebos are very powerful in the treatment of Parkinson's disease. Now, what's so interesting about it is not so much that it's this sugar pill that does it, or that we believe in the sugar pill. What I find interesting is if people would do a study right now where they would be told, you need to believe in yourself, you can heal yourself, I believe that the study would show that the results are not as powerful as the belief in the sugar pill. So it's still in our paradigm, in our mindset, that believing in something outside, especially when it comes in a little pill form, is stronger than believing in the inside, in something inside of us that's just really magic. Having done, you know, for years, studies in molecular biologies, really having looked into how cells work and how our body, trillions of cells are just in harmony interacting with each other, that's mind-blowing, and that really shows you the magic and the power that's inside of us. And then we still have a hard time to say, well, I can do it myself, and I rather believe in this little white thing that I swallow every day. And that's just something that I would love to shift, and I know that this is the right time for us to do this, because I think, you know, in general, it seems to me that we as a people are ready for that.
Well, you know, it's really interesting we're talking about this. For those of you that have just tuned in, I am so thrilled to introduce you to my colleague and friend, Dr. Friedman Schaub, who's joining us here today. I want to make sure that you take down his website, because that's going to be a place where you're going to go quite often, and that's cellularwisdom.com. We also have a free CD we're going to be giving to you, and all you will have to do is send an email to Dr. Schaub at info, I-N-F as in Frank O, at cellularwisdom.com. And we're going to talk more about this CD. I wanted to just go back a little bit and say to you that I'm listening to you, and I can go back in time to when I was growing up and how absolutely dependent my grandma was on her own healing abilities. I don't ever remember sort of, you know, a sniffle, run to the doctor, something else, run to the doctor. I mean, it was even a battle, you know, conversation for me to go and have my tonsils taken out. And so I can only imagine what it was like for my grandma growing up. And she
right.
talked about this. She talked about herbs. She talked about soup. And in a really short period of time, Dr. Schaub, don't you think, really short period of time, we have shifted an entire paradigm with billions of people around who really is in charge of healing.
Yeah, and it's really true that this has happened in a in a fairly short amount of time. I grew up with classical countryside doctors. Both my parents were, you know, in the Black Forest in Germany, having a practice where you really helped people to integrate their healing into their daily life. And there were methods that nowadays are not used anymore. And one method was actually placebo healing that my father used for various skin conditions, where he told children or also adults, put this little fluid on, for example, a wart of your hand, and just every day at exactly the same time, stroke it with this little brush about 13 times, and, you know, this wart of your hand will disappear.
Right.
And within a few weeks, it was gone. And so it was only color, you know, color-painted water, so fruit-colored water, so it didn't really have any value from that respect. But my father has inherited from his teachers and mentors that there is this enormous power of doing something in a committed, strong, faithful way for yourself that is more powerful than what at that time was out there on a chemical place or on a pharmaceutical place. And so these days, unfortunately, we make it easier for ourselves. We don't believe necessarily that this kind of commitment and this kind of focusing on healing is necessary, because for every little ailment, there is a quick fix, there is a pill. So we became also complacent. And of course, we also have been told by the media and by the industries that we don't have to do anything for ourselves anymore. There is actually a cure for everything, and there is even a cure for lack of confidence, and so we don't have to build confidence anymore. And so
there's a pill that we can yank off the shelf, pretty much.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's really time for us to say, okay, when is it time now to bring back the focus on what's really healing? Because healing is wholeness. Healing is an integration. And in order to really heal, we have to get not only a different relationship to our own selves, but we have to also, and we will talk about this in the show, we have to gain a different relationship to illness. We have to not see illness as our enemy or some nuisance that we have to get rid of. We have to deeper understand that illness is a part of wholeness, and it has also a message for us. But unless we are really understanding the message, we understanding the deeper meaning, why we are ill, it is difficult or more difficult to heal in a holistic way.
Well, and, you know, one of the things that we'll talk about today, especially when it comes to self-healing, is, you know, how can we come to know and believe that we can actually heal ourselves from chronic illness? But let's talk about chronic illness now, because we're not just talking about, you know, this conversation of self-healing, you know, with a cold or a flu. We're talking about a chronic illness. And I think the reason that this is getting so much attention is because there are so many people that are being diagnosed with chronic illnesses, and they're not getting any better.
Exactly. Exactly. And it makes it really chronic because they are not getting better. And, you know, there are numerous new illnesses that are showing up that, you know, people have to come up with new names. The medical field has to really just be creative and call things chronic fatigue or, you know, fibromyalgia, or things that basically have no real physical correlate. They don't really know what is really going on, where do we really need to look at in order to find the physiological root cause. But as a trial and error, they're treated with all different kinds of things. Now, what I find it interesting is that a lot of those diseases have been coming up in the last 20 years, and I think it really correlates with the level of stress and the level of pressure that especially our society has been increasingly going through and has increasingly really to deal with, without necessarily having the tools on knowing how to deal with this kind of pressure. And so I believe strongly that stress-related illnesses are on the rise, because the expectations and the ideas of how we are supposed to be and trying to measure up and fit in became so much more intensified in these last two decades than before, and the room for really individuality has become smaller and smaller. And that's only one way of really understanding what do these illnesses really mean to us and what can I really learn from them in order to make significant changes there.
Well, and, you know, part of this is, you're right, you know, we're coming up with these illnesses that, and in a lot of cases, they don't necessarily, quote, kill us. This is really the point I think
right.
we should also make.
Yeah.
And that's probably why they're not getting a whole lot of attention, although they do kill us. It's a slower death, but it's not like some of the other illnesses that, you know, show up, like, you know, cancer or some of, you know, some of these other things. But, you know, you talk to somebody that has MS or rheumatoid arthritis, for example, and they
right.
will tell you that every day of their life is like a slow death.
Yeah, yeah.
But
you know, and I think it is exactly like you said, it does kill you because the pain and the suffering and the sense of entrapment really just lowers your, you know, enjoyment of life, impacts your immune system, and will also eventually just lead to other illnesses that then really get you into, you know, dire straits and potentially, you know, cost you your life. So these chronic illnesses need to be taken serious. They need to really be looked at. And they are getting attention, but I think the problem is that there hasn't been found a solution yet, and so at least from the pharmaceutical side. And so there is a lot of head shaking and a lot of, you know, just we don't know what to do with you. And a lot of those people that have been really going from one doctor and one specialist to the next are now looking for answers and, you know, seek out people like me that are actually helping them to get a deeper connection to that and helping them to be more self-empowered in the healing.
You know, and one of the things that I think it's important to point out is that, you know, a number of chronic illnesses, according to the, you know, the conventional allopathic route that one might take, the traditional medicine, there are going to be a wide range of drugs that are going to be put on the table for you to choose and decide. In
right.
a lot of cases, folks need to figure out what's going to work best. And
right.
I'm not talking about stopping these medications. I mean, who am I to even say that? I think that people should be aware of what they are, because it's hard to tell someone that has something like MS or rheumatoid arthritis, stop taking your medications and trust that you'll get better, but, you know, the pain will probably kill you if you do. And so we have to figure out how to approach this. And I think you've done that. You've created the 8 keys to self-healing. And I think this is the kind of conversation we want to have with people.
Right, right. You know, and I'm not saying stop the medication, but don't put all your faith into the medication.
Exactly.
And also look for ways to replace it eventually. You know, absolutely, pain is one of the biggest disturbances in healing. You know, when you look at healing, healing is about activation of the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the nervous system or the part of our autonomic nervous system, which is about resting, rejuvenation, revitalizing your system. So you have to be in a really quiet and good and peaceful space. And, you know, pain certainly just creates the opposite. It just creates stress. So you want to be, you know, as comfortable as possible. But there are medications, and a lot of chronic illnesses are treated with high doses of prednisone, for example.
Oh, absolutely.
Which on the long run, unfortunately, is doing exactly the opposite, because it suppresses your self-healing abilities. It suppresses your immune system. And it may give you relief for a while, but the side effects are quite detrimental, and it doesn't necessarily allow your body to heal itself. So, you know, there is a bridge that medicine and these medications can offer you, a very welcome bridge, but we also have to see it may not be really that what gets us to the other side only. We have to find other ways.
Well, what's interesting, there was a recent article, and I don't remember which magazine or website. I think it was at a family doctor, familydoctor.org. And there was an article that was written, and it talks about self-management, taking charge of your health. And they go in and they describe chronic illness and, you know, what can I do if I have chronic illness? But the part of the section that got my attention is what we're talking about today. They talk about it differently. They say, what is self-management of chronic illness? They don't say, what is self-healing? And there's a difference, but in their language, you know, they tell people it's your responsibility to ask for help. It's your, these are the exact words. They said self-management of chronic illness means that you take responsibility for doing what it takes to manage your illness effectively. And yet, when people, what should I say, move over to the alternative treatment side, this same industry, this same body of practitioners says, oh, wait a minute, you've just jumped the fence. That's not what we mean. Isn't this confusing?
It is. And I mean, I don't like the language necessarily with managing, because it's, again, seeing illness as something outside of you, like a bank account that you have to manage. And it's not necessarily something that's a part of you that you are actually having control over and that you can heal. But at least it's something where, you know, I like the approach of taking responsibility. When I worked as a physician, I saw too many times where people came into the office or came to the hospital ward and literally at the door left any kind of responsibility to take care of themselves and all put it in the hands of, you know, me and my colleagues. And that's, you know, certainly an approach that is not very conducive to healing. So at least encouraging people to take responsibility, I think it's a very good idea. But giving people even not only this, you know, you're responsible message, but you are actually capable and you're empowered message, that's where, you know, we need to go and where I think Western medicine still has to learn.
Well, one of the things that I love, you know, in looking at chronic illness, and honestly, you know, for me in my own personal healing journey, the day that my doctor told me that I just need to pretty much shape up and take responsibility, that was the day that I stepped outside of the traditional boundary,
right,
and said, I'm going to look for something else. You know,
yeah,
one of the things that is said about all of you listening to the show, those of you that have a chronic illness or that know someone, one of the things that gets said, Dr. Schaub, is that living with chronic illness builds courage. And I want to talk about that, and I want to talk about how that relates to the 8 keys to self-healing that you've created. And I think we should get into them.
Yeah, it's interesting that it says creates courage, because I really believe it creates courage, and it also creates the courage to really live your life in a more full and in a more courageous way, because you are, with a chronic illness, certainly feeling often in a corner. Now, the problem is that many people that are dealing with chronic illness are identifying themselves so much with their illness. So one of the keys, one of the first keys is stop identifying yourself with your illness, saying, I am this person, I am chronically sick, or I have this arthritis, and basically seeing nothing but the illness. And, you know, we all know what we are spending the most energy and focus on also will get the most energy and focus, and therefore will eventually become more and more important and grow in our mind. So it's important to see beyond it, see it as a part of you. That's something that I find especially interesting now with cancer, because there is a new, even an accepted new way in Western medicine of seeing certain breast cancers as a chronic illness that you can live with a normal life, where you don't have to say, well, it's either the cancer goes or you go, but it's actually something where, well, it can be a part of you that you will live with and that you're able, quote-unquote, to manage. And so there is something about really the identification and having the courage to find the identity of who you are beyond and besides the chronic illness that I think is really, really important, because it's too easy for us to put a big label on our forehead and get stuck with that label.
Well, it's a tricky place. I mean, when you say, and the first key that you mentioned is, focus on health and healing rather on the disease. And I think this is one of the greatest challenges of all.
It is, absolutely.
Because how do you do that and share with your family what's going on and their concern and manage their emotions and expectations and
right.
still put this bubble around yourself to say, you know what? I can't have you look at me as something that's defective. You know, I am in pain, but I'm not my pain.
Right, exactly. Well, and that's where certainly the courage comes in, and that's where also the creating of boundaries comes in, and really standing up for yourself and not letting other people's expectations or ideas dictate how you want to see yourself. It is certainly something that doesn't at the beginning come very easy, and it may be something that you have to teach and educate the people around you, and you also may have to set boundaries and say, if you cannot deal with it the way I need you to deal with it, then we have to just stay a little bit away from each other, because your energy and your way of looking at it is not really helping me in my process of healing. This can only happen if you really are committed to healing yourself, if you're committed to say, this is something that I will, in a holistic way, overcome. And so that brings me really to the second piece, or the second key of self-healing, which often is missing. And I'm often surprised when I ask this question in our first conversation with patients and clients, and they don't know. And the question is, why do you want to heal? What are you looking forward to? And even, why do you want to live? And that's just also a sign of having focused so much on the illness and so little on what's beyond that. So finding really attractive, good reasons, incentives, why you want to heal, being motivated to not only be pain-free, but really being motivated to hike or to enjoy going with your feet through the park in the wet grass, or just being really visceral and real about the experience of you being back in a healthy, vital place, that really needs to be one of your main focuses.
So when we take a look at this, we really have to step into a place of courage. And, be at that place of courage when we're talking about an illness that we consider in this society to be chronic. I want to mention to everyone that is tuning in, I am so thrilled to have Dr. Friedman Schaub joining me here today. CellularWisdom.com is the website. And I wonder if you might tell folks about the CD that you have been gifting people. All they would need to do is send you an email. I wonder if you could share a little bit about this before we go to break and how powerful this CD is.
Actually, I want to make sure that, because there's only a limited number that we can give out, so it is actually, it's going to be two CDs that will be raffled out for people. So
okay, great.
It's not something that everybody who sends an email can get a CD, because it would be hundreds of CDs, so we want to make sure that people understand you get a chance to win one of those two CDs. The CD that will be sent out is called Be Well. It's about healing, it's about energizing, it's about revitalizing, and it's utilizing one of the eight keys, or actually several of the eight keys, but one of the major keys, which is about the mind-body connection. It's about really going and working directly with your body through your mind, through your subconscious mind, to direct yourselves, to direct your healing powers in that focus, in the direction that you want to have it. See, we are unfortunately not really connected to our bodies. 100 years ago, people were all the time utilizing their body. They walked to the store. They worked with their hands. They were engaged. The body was a normal part of their daily life. And nowadays, our body is, yeah, maybe the butt we are sitting on, but there is not necessarily a real close connection to our body, and we are not appreciating our body, and we're not necessarily feeling that we are that in great relationship. And I'm always shocked when I go to the gym and I see how people are working out in the gym, but they are not really connecting to their body while they are working out. They are watching TV, reading a book, or do something that keeps them in their head and not really feel their body. And we have to be connected to our body. Our body, our cells, need our input. They need to know what is it what we want. And when we are working directly with that mind-body connection, amazing things can happen. I have seen so many people, by giving it a clear direction in a light trance, in this, what the CD does for you, in a very relaxed state, overcoming and reducing pain significantly, healing skin diseases, healing chronic allergies that they had for years and years. All that was possible because there was a relationship, there was an integration that occurred again between your mind and your body. And that's really what I believe is often missing, unfortunately, in healing.
Well, and this is, we're just kind of the tip of the iceberg. We're gonna be sharing these 8 keys to self-healing with my very special guest, Dr. Friedemann Schaub. We're gonna take a short break here at the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, sign up for our newsletter, find out about these great shows that we're planning for you way in advance, go to www.thedrpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com. For more information about my guest, go to cellularwisdom.com. And when we come back, we'll be sharing the other keys to self-healing, and Dr. Schaub will be talking about some of the people he's worked with and what he has seen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Introducing the featured re-release of Kat James Grassroots best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty, Transform Your Looks and Your Life from the Inside Out. The Truth About Beauty represents the most comprehensively researched and inspiring body and beauty guide to date. It's been called a masterpiece by New York Magazine's two-time Nutritionist of the Year, Oz Garcia, and a path to personal triumph by former Glamour publisher Suzanne Grimes. The re-release edition of this modern health and beauty classic features 40% new material, including James' long-awaited recipes from her acclaimed Total Transformation programs, plus her living formula for freedom from food obsession, state-of-the-art natural skin, supplement, and anti-aging strategies, and a natural product resource guide called Worth Its Weight in Gold by Marie Claire Magazine. If you're ready to get serious, get the truth about beauty and transform yourself today, visit informedbeauty.com.
Are you living your life to the max? Is there anything you would like to change about how you feel or what you're experiencing? You can have anything you want, and empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you the way. Living your life to the max is more than a catchphrase. It's what we intended when we came into this life. Empowerment psychic medium Linda Dickinson online at inmyfuture.com. For private sessions, call 800-206-9096. Live your life to the max. Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from 5 continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Now this Japanese miracle noodle is available in the United States at miraclenoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, this noodle made only of soluble fiber has zero net carbs and zero calories. Imagine the possibilities. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet guilt-free at miraclenoodle.com.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. If you want to join in on the conversation and you want to give us a shout, you can do it really easily here. 888-815-9756. International number right there. 888-815-9756. I'm here with my very special guest, Dr. Friedman Chow. We're talking about the 8 keys to self-healing, healing oneself from chronic illness. Dr. Schaub, let's talk about these keys. We talked about focus on health. Then we talked about number 2. Let's go through 3 and 4. Would you share these with our listeners?
Right. So number 3 is really about the mind-body connection. As we said before the break, how important it is to really create a communication with your body, to listen to your body, and to understand that your body needs your input. It needs your direction. It's very, you know, important to see that we are not cut off and, you know, the body is basically doing its own thing. You have the ability by specifically focusing on what you want, specifically listening to the needs of your body, do more for yourself healing, do more for yourself than probably most medications could do for you, because you are literally taking charge again about and on your self-healing course, on your path. And I just, this is one of the focuses of the work I'm doing, helping people to reconnect them, to re-educate them, give them specific tools to learn how to do this on their own on an ongoing basis, on a daily basis. And the possibilities are amazing. The possibilities are that you can even shrink tumors when you are doing this, because the body understands this. And, you know, our colleague Bernie Siegel certainly knows a lot about that and has also written a lot about that. And you can heal pain with really shifting the focus and deflating the pain from level, let's say, 8 down to a 1 by just in a few days continuously focusing on specific ways on yourselves, on your body. So it's certainly something that I find is very simple but extremely effective for people to utilize and to gain charge again, gain the power seat again of their healing. And so visualization, being creative in your way of addressing your body, all those kind of things that are quite amazing and quite powerful.
And, you know, this is part of the conversation. We've talked about these visualizations. I wanna read an email, if you don't mind, Dr. Schaub, from one of the listeners of the Dr. Pat Show who actually won one of the CDs. What do you think about that? Can I go ahead and read that?
Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you.
I want everybody to get a sense of how powerful this is and the work that you do. So this is a letter from Sherry. She suffers from chronic pain and fibromyalgia, and on her experience, and she's writing about her experience on the Be Well CD. And here's what she says. Dear Dr. Schaub, I just wanted to let you know how I'm reacting to the Health Balance and Energy CD you sent. I started using it right away. I have listened to it each night except one since it arrived. I use it just before bed. I can honestly say the relaxation portion is so fantastic. I still don't know what the last part of the segment says because I'm out like a light before it ends. I wake up feeling fantastic, relaxed, and happy. If that was your objective, then by golly, it works. When I first started listening to it, I only listened to the first segment, and then I listened to the second segment separately. But together is where I really noticed the changes. I'm also working on opening my spiritual awareness through this time so that the tool you have given me is aiding me in so many ways. I was abused as a child, so I have some health issues like neuropathy and fibromyalgia that I'm sure are a result of that. So I feel that I could heal through these CDs as well as using other tools to resolve the damage. It is so exciting to know that I don't have to live with the nerve pain eventually. I know that I can heal this, however, by the spiritual growth and emotional relief. The wheels are beginning to turn, and I can't wait until they start spinning. I can't thank you enough for what you have given me. I'm so grateful to you and Dr. Pat. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well,
how many
great
of those did you get a day?
Well, quite a few, and it's quite beautiful to always, you know, hear how people understand that it's not me or it's not necessarily, you know, the tools or the CD. It's really them understanding that's their growth. That's where they took the opportunity of the illness and ran with it and grow from it. And that's really, for me, the greatest and most gratifying experience when I see, you know, some call it like an awakening. Because isn't it true that especially pain really shakes you up? That
no
it really
kidding.
Makes you wake up and pay attention. And many people I've been working with before they actually had the pain had emotional pain, had emotional tension, but they didn't listen. And they realized later on, you know, I really needed from a deeper perspective this slap across my, you know, back of the head to understand, pay attention, wake up. And that's, you know, one of the keys to really see this chronic illness as this messenger, as this way of understanding, okay, here is something for you that's more than only let's get rid of the pain or let's get rid of the symptom. There is something really deeply that you need to address and that you want to be aware of. And when you are doing this, when you're really listening to the illness, for example, seeing the symptoms and metaphors, understanding, well, if I have a symptom such as an allergy, or if I have an autoimmune disease that attacks my own intestines, or I have this chronic pain in my shoulders that doesn't let me lift anything, you can take those symptoms metaphorically and really try to understand by just listening to what you're saying, how you're describing your symptoms. What would that mean? What does it really mean? Does it mean that I'm attacking myself, that I'm not at peace with myself? With an allergy, does it mean that I'm attacking or defending myself to the environment around myself? With the pain, does it mean that I have so much weight on my shoulders that I hardly can move? With the arthritis, with being not able to hold on to something, does it mean that I really feel I cannot engage in life? Does it mean that I don't have the confidence to do that, to believe in myself? There are so many ways to really understand what those symptoms tell us. And now the magic is when you're understanding what the symptoms tell you, when you're understanding where those messages come from and you're addressing them, the symptoms are no longer necessary. The illness is no longer necessary because you get the message. When we are treating the symptoms only, we are shooting the messenger, but we are not stepping back and listening to the message. And that's
Is that really what you mean by seeing the disease as an opportunity? Because that's number five in the keys that you mentioned.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
And it's hard when you're in the middle of it. You know, believe me, I can talk about this topic because of my own healing journey. I know what it's like, Dr. Schaub, to try to open up your house door and not being able to turn the knob. I mean,
right.
I know what that's like. No matter how hard you try, you just can't do it. Or to be laying there and all of a sudden your entire arm gets so numb and tingling as if 1,000 pins are in it. But, you know, you talk about this as looking at what's going on. You also say, never give up hope and trust. And that's your sixth key. And, boy, I'll tell you, it is hard some days, isn't it, though?
Well, you know, and isn't it true that whenever you're dealing with a chronic illness, it is definitely a challenging path, but the rewards of what you learn from it and when you go beyond it are just immeasurable. How many people are telling me after they have healed their pains or they have overcome cancer or they really were dealing with a debilitating issue that once they healed it, really turned out to be their greatest teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell me that they are feeling more connected to themselves and more rich and full and more appreciative of life than they have ever before. And they don't want to miss this experience. So even when it's hard in the moment, which I have full understanding and compassion for, we have to keep the trust that what's waiting for us on the other side is so rewarding, and because what's waiting on the other side is you, and what's waiting on the other side is you and a deeper connection to your true self, and that's really a gift that your chronic illness and the pain you're going through can give you. But you have to be willing to address it. You know, like Sherry was writing, you have to be willing to go, for example, when you have the sense there is sexual abuse, there is a trauma that may have started this whole process, you have to be willing to go there, learn from it, and release it, and work on it in a deep subconscious level. Otherwise, again, you're fighting the symptoms, and you're not really going to that deeper place of healing.
One of the questions that gets asked a lot from people that have chronic illness, and we have two more keys we want to share with everyone. One of the questions that people ask, or doctors to ask, is what have you learned about yourself since you were diagnosed with a chronic illness? And a lot of times we answer that question very superficially. You know, I mean, it's like, I found out I have this disease. What did you learn about yourself? Well, I mean, it's a tough question, but the question really is, what are you willing to learn about yourself? Not simply as, what did you learn about yourself, you know, since you've been diagnosed, but what are we willing to learn about ourselves? And what are we willing to really move beyond?
Exactly.
So given that we don't give up hope and we're still trusting, what's next?
Well, the next step is really to work on the healing phase, as I mentioned before, this parasympathetic healing phase. You know, I work a lot with people who are dealing with doctors going to hospitals, but also want to go down the route of healing themselves using this personal breakthrough and empowerment program that I'm offering to really address these deeper issues. But they always tell me when they go to the hospitals, when they go to their doctor, they feel immediately stressed. They feel immediately that there is a fight and flight response. And unfortunately, the environments of, you know, of our medical establishments are not really very, you know, pleasant to be at. You feel already kind of sick and disempowered when you go there. And so there is, you know, something we have to learn, that we have to extra take care of this healing phase of the parasympathetic nervous system when we are not having to deal with doctors or when we're not in the hospital, and really recharge our batteries. Now, this can be done through just listening to how much rest you need, listening to what your body wants in order to get fed well. This can be done through meditation. This can be done through surrounding you with beauty. There is a whole Ayurvedic principle of being out in nature that is about healing yourself, that is about connecting to the powers of nature and, activating your parasympathetic nervous system. So that's definitely a very important part of the healing. And there are even schools of thought that say if you only have people in a parasympathetic nervous system state, you can actually completely heal yourself. And there is nothing else that needs to be done. So that's like the complete trust in the physical body and in the mind-body-spirit connection. And the last key that, you know, we want to just briefly talk about is feeding your body with good energy, feeding your body with
joy. Oh, boy,
we
can't say enough about this, can we?
Absolutely. You know, feeding your body with harmony, with laughter. I mean, there is a laughter cure most people know about with Norm Cousins where, you know, he healed himself through laughing. And, the hallmarks of many chronic illnesses are that people feel that their life is too dark, that their life is entrapped, that they feel closed in, that they feel powerless, not only because of the illness, but usually that starts before the illness. And really just feeding yourself while you're healing with some more light and more expansive and positive energy. And even if it's only just, you know, watching a funny movie or reading an uplifting book or surrounding you with people that really inspire you, these are all things that really can help you. You know, I love the internet, I love Google, but don't look at what the illness can lead to in its worst. Look for people that have healed themselves. Look for stories of people that have overcome the illness that can give you advice of how they do it. Look for those kind of role models and not for the horror scenarios. Unfortunately, most people are more drawn to that. You know, what if? What can happen? What, you know, can I expect? Versus looking at what can I do for myself because others have walked that path before me.
Well, we need more stories like Sherry's story. I mean,
absolutely.
We do. I don't think we talked about what fibromyalgia is. And
right.
I think we should talk a minute about fibromyalgia and what it is. Because, you know, this is, I don't even know how they came up with the name for this chronic illness.
Right.
But this is a horrific, horrific condition to have.
It's a very tough condition, and it's something that you definitely can heal yourself. And I have numerous clients that I worked with that came to me and that were trapped in the fibromyalgia. And one thing that they had in common was a great sense of anxiety and a great sense of stress that they were dealing with beforehand. And people that I have worked with that had fibromyalgia are very sensitive people. And I love sensitivity because I really think it's a gift, but it's also a responsibility for us to use it in a much more resourceful way. And I remember one client who was so sensitive that when she had to lay off some people in her department, she took so much guilt and so much blame on her shoulders that very short after that, she really had this horrific a flare-up of fibromyalgia. She developed chronic fatigue, and she felt just the weight of the world on her shoulders. And once she learned that this came from events and from her upbringing and her programming way back, and she was able to release that and change that and also really take just away this overly feeling responsible and learn new ways of seeing herself, her pain disappeared. She had all of a sudden energy again to work out and exercise, and she was literally having a new lease on life. And that's really something I feel is so empowering. Again, she paid attention, and she was committed to heal herself and not get stuck in that place because, you know, one of the unfortunate things about fibromyalgia, it's continuously debilitating you. It continuously keeps you stuck until you actually cannot really engage in life anymore. But one thing I wanted to mention about that is that a good friend of mine in Germany was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, And she definitely also fits in the category of very sensitive, very much taking too much responsibility and also being a little overstressed and overanxious. But in Germany, the approach is that you actually go for 4 weeks on a retreat, and that there you get, different methods, thoughts of meditation and relaxations, and so it's really treated in a very self-healing approach way, and really learning for people to release stress. And she benefited from just having 4 weeks of that training and the rest enormously, and has really, just dramatically improved and feels so much better.
One of the things I think we should mention, and I want to thank you for, joining me here today on the Dr. Pat Show, Dr. Friedemann Schaub, my very, very special guest, and he and I have a great time each month on the Dr. Pat Show, and I want to make sure that you all know that his website is cellularwisdom.com. One of the things I think we should talk about before we wrap up is that we have millions of people right now that are under more stress than they ever bargained for.
Yeah.
And there is the preventative side of the work you do that I think we should mention, because you have things on your website that can help people, but we can actually take action to prevent the chronic illness from coming on if we know what to do. I don't think we know what to do.
Well, and that's a really important point, and I'm grateful that you bring it up, because of course, the best way to be healthy is to stay healthy and to really prevent these illnesses. And, ultimately, when I look at my work and look over the years, just working with clients and look at what made the biggest difference, what was really helping people the most to either stay healthy or really heal themselves from a physical issue, is when they actually learned to appreciate and trust in themselves. I talked just with a client who called me, and we worked together for about six sessions. And usually it is one thing I want to mention. Usually it doesn't really take very long to really get to the root cause and learn new ways to heal yourself or to prevent any kind of these physical illnesses to occur. And she was basically dealing with a horrific, chronic, non-explainable dizziness that kept her pretty much disabled. She wasn't even able to go to the store anymore without being afraid of falling. And there were a lot of underlying issues that she had to go through and to work through. But she called me up and said her life, is absolutely 100% changed. She has a new lease on life, and she wanted just to express her gratitude. But when I asked her what made the biggest change, she said for the first time in her life, she really appreciates, she loves herself, and she trusts in herself, and she trusts in a greater, bigger picture, which we didn't even address today, but there is also this just being more open and trusting in the universe that really can create a foundation upon which you can go through life with health and with vitality and confidence that I think is extremely powerful.
I want to thank you for joining us here today. What a great show, Dr. Friedemann Schaub, joining us here. Awesome, 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 awesome show. Any last messages, personal messages to our listeners tonight, Dr. Schaub?
I find it just so wonderful that you are listening to this show and that you're listening to Dr. Pat and the messages that are sent, because it already shows that you are committed to take your health and your well-being in your own hands, and I just want to encourage you to keep up with that.
Well, I want to encourage everyone out there to know that this is about hope and it's about trust. And when we question our own ability to become empowered, we question the very existence of our being. Thank you, Dr. Schaub. Thank you, everyone out there, for tuning us in and turning us on each and every day. You can get a hold of me at www.thedrpatshow.com or Dr. Pat Live. Until next time, remember, you truly have the key inside. Make this Independence Day be that power from within and free yourself from whatever limited thoughts you might have and live life full out. We'll see you next time.
Bow, and that's all you'll get.